Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste and welcome everyone to Soul Mirrors. My heart is delighted to be here with you right now. And as we come together on this as we come together on this extraordinary moment of co-creative presence, I want to invite us first and foremost, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to scooch over. This is why I wanted to bring our beautiful prayer garden with us this evening. For those of you that are in your homes or you're somewhere where maybe you don't have the blessing that this is my view every day, that I wanted to bring you today. And I wanted to share from my heart to yours, coming from the center of our planet at the equator here in Ecuador, that we are one family. And that we are all being the blessing gift of retreat right now. And so I just want to see, hopefully you can see, there we are. There's our beautiful Maria. She's about a meter tall. And the locals love her because they love Maria. And she is our cosmic blue Maria. We have a whole story about how she came to be. But as you can see, she's facing out. Her view is what's so... If you were her right now, you'd be seeing the valley below and the beautiful villages and the colors, and it's really quite fun. And then these are our prayer flags from Bhutan, and we still have more that are not even in this picture, because when we were in Bhutan, we committed to 44 flags, and that 44 was going to be symbolic of the year 2020 and the perfect balance and the eight and the infinite energies. And so when you're here at Tosa Blue Mountain, one of the things that people are really enjoying is wandering through the side of the Andes Mountain, all these beautiful prayer flags. And I can share with you that it's really something to lay down on the planet and have these huge prayer flags around you billowing energy. It's quite extraordinary. And of course, you all know my Kedarnath. There it is. And I just wanted to point that out to you. So as we come together as one community this evening, I want to invite this moment of mirrored energy to be our collective oneness experience. And I first want to give a big shout out to all of you that are watching over at bbsradio.com. We love you and are so happy to be with you. Thank you for joining us. And if you're at bbsradio.com, you can both watch the show and, of course, you can listen to it. Also, out at the YouTube channels, hello, official Sri and Kira. I am unable to be in the chat tonight, but I think my beautiful husband might be poking in and out of there, just checking in what's happening. But thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors as well. And of course, over at YouTube at Oneness Talk Radio, what an extraordinary community you are. Same thing. Hopefully, Sri will be able to jump in and out of the chat. I do believe Bria Rose, who is downstairs here at Tosa Blue Mountain right now, is in the chat as well. And then, of course, over to OnenessTalkRadio.com, where you can also watch the show, scroll down on the homepage, or you can listen. And of course, there's chat going on over there. Out at Facebook, all of the affiliates, including iHeartRadio, thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors Radio. This is a moment. I want to take this second and let's just really breathe in. Let's just really say yes, because there is so much happening. This is such a big moment, and there's so much to share about it. So let's breathe, because I think you're already feeling that. And maybe one of the things you want to do is get into the phone queue while we're breathing. So remember, you can call us at 517-208-1500, and you can also call us at our 800 number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So two call boards for you to call into. I do have an extraordinary co-host, one of my favorites. I'm so excited she's back on the air with us tonight. And so big show ahead, because it's a big moment. I know I experience it. Sri experiences it. I think we're all collectively experiencing it, that the moment at hand is a profound moment of creation. And I want you to really breathe that in. Remember that if you've been tracking with the March up level energy that we've been sharing on all of our shows, and if you've got the up level calendar, you're already looking at it. The March up level brought forward this illumination. And then we were in the 7 days of creation. And now this week is that week of love or hate. Are you in fear or not? Victim consciousness or ascension consciousness? Because this is a week of energy, especially for those of you that are really, really in the middle of really trying to hold the higher frequencies. I'm experiencing this as almost chronic migraine. They're not debilitating, but I wake up every morning. You know, every morning I open my eyes and I go, is this the morning there will be no headache? Haven't had that morning in about 2 weeks. And it's about the energy. We are all being up-leveled so fast that for some, it is too much. And when the up-level energy arrived, remember, this is for the next 2 years. This is all this year and all next year. That's why the up-level calendar was put out to help you navigate this. When this up-level energy arrived, what has happened since its arrival is that it has actually compressed. And we are at a moment where we have the opportunity to restore balance. Balance has been put upside down, so to speak. And so the gift of that is that we are able to work with this neutral energy of up-leveling through this moment of creation. And because it's neutral and because everything is up-leveling without exception, it's extremely important to remember that the more you shrink right now, the more you give in to fear, the more the left brain gets to come forward and say, I told you I had to lead. I told you that spiritual stuff was just optional. I've got to be in charge right now. The left brain is the ruler of your fear. It's a wonderful navigator and it keeps us safe. And we need it for balance while we're in these bodies of form. However, my beloved ones, this is a week where it will be the perfect balance that will reveal and illuminate everything that is happening. And you will have the opportunity to look at this on every level. And so what is the way through that? Obviously, to see as big a picture as possible, to keep as broad a view as you can, and to own the limitless, eternal mastery presence that you are. Not just talk about it, not just think about it, not just play with it. You are ready. You are ready. And the fact that you're watching this program means you're ready. The fact that you tuned in tonight with our incredible co-host means you're ready. You are ready. And it really is the if not now, when moment. And if not you, who? And if you decide it's not you, then also make a clear choice about where you are going to be able to feel the most comfortable. Now, because so many are being called into this, it's absolutely because the co-creative illusionary experience of humanity has changed. And there are so many that haven't even begun. It's like they're so afraid to look at that, that they're stuck over here. Root chakra experiences. Keep me safe. Collapse my eighth into my seventh into my sixth into my fifth. Let me densify. Let me collapse it all into my root chakra. And then we start saying no to everything that had brought us to the miracle moment of yes. Because your miracle moment of yes comes when? When the ascended heart ignites. When we lift that energy. When the first, second, and third chakra are feeling so happy that the fourth chakra is able to relax into the ascended state because the first, second, and third are radiating this energy that says, I've got this, meaning the physical body. That's when your ascended presence opens. That's when you open the divine galactic blueprint. We are at that moment. It's part of why I have Kedarnath right there, right? We are at that moment where your divine galactic blueprint is not only ready to open, it's becoming painful if it doesn't. And that's why people are literally, the way I've been describing it in the lineage holder gatherings, imagine a spiral, right? And imagine that you're holding the top of the spiral and your feet are holding the bottom of the spiral, and somehow you're being pulled in both directions. At some point, you must make a choice and let go. And you're either going to let go of your hands and go right into the density experience that is your moment to experience. Because remember, everybody will have the experience that is theirs to have right now. We do not decide whose experience is what. Each one is having exactly what they need, quote Archangel Zadkiel. And so as we are being pulled, again, do you say, okay, I can't do this anymore, and you let go? Your support mechanism, that which was lifting you up, which is where most people will let go of first, ironically, right? Or do you trust enough to swing your feet out and look up and notice that you're already floating, that you've already been prepared? The uncertainty, the doubt, the fear, the energy of the planetary thought body that has literally moved from fear to terror. And what is the quote from the divine directors? When people are afraid, they will give away their soul. When people are afraid, they will give away their power. When people are terrified, they will give away their soul. And because the planetary thought body has mutated, and I'm talking about the lower densified energy of the third dimension, there's strata to this. But in that part where I've been talking about this black hole energy that literally is at that other part of the spiral, that energy is so thick and so contained that the density has become a very attractive thing because everything is up-leveling. And it's a great time. This is why we've been referring to this as the Roaring Twenties. You're going to see the robber barons. I know people yell at me and go, don't say that, blah, blah, blah. The one thing you guys know about me is I will only ever tell you exactly, without holding anything back, what the divine directors flow through and say, this is why we are here. I honor my connection 24/7. And so if something ever comes out that you don't enjoy, honor that, look at why, and so it is. But I won't stop sharing what I know needs to be shared because I know that's my mission. And I am clear on that. And as each of us, as each of you are as clear as I am, then here is my hands. And let's form a bridge. Let's do this, right? I want to look on either side and not be able to see where the hands stop being held. Because that's who we are. Together we are better. And this is that moment. And, you know, I just want to share that there are absolutely very real things that are trying to call you from your peace, love, and joy. And that's why a lot of people let go. Always remember that it's an ever-refining spiral. Whether or not you're spiraling in one direction that happens to go in one way, or you're spiraling in another direction that happens to go in another, doesn't mean you've done anything bad. It doesn't mean you've messed it up. It means you're doing exactly what your soul needs in this moment for culmination. And sometimes we are not even conscious of that until we are in that moment between. And so we are also at an ascension point right now because of the imbalance. Whenever there is a great imbalance on the planet, just think of it as a great teeter-totter, right? So you've got your one energy and your other energy, right? Just two energies. Well, if the one energy is hanging high and the other one's down here, the one down here has to push off, but the one up here also has to say, let me help you, for perfect balance to come in. And our teeter-totter is stuck. And it really doesn't matter who's in which position because they're both stuck. And the reason they're stuck is they've forgotten they're here to serve all. At the core of all of us, we are here to serve. Every being you've ever met in your life, everything you've ever said, every smile you've ever shared, every word that's come out of you has been your service. You deserve because you were born. And we collapse into our first chakra when we forget just that. So I really want to share with you that now is the time to act. Instead of collapsing, this is the time to do more. I will share, Sri and I have never been busier. I mean, it's insane. It's wonderful. And I know, and this is why I'm sharing with you a picture we just took. I'm sharing this with you because we know that we are here anchoring this to share it with you. And so thank you for allowing us to do that with you. And so as we come forward this week, and as I move into bringing on my amazing co-host, I want to talk about, number one, the energy of what's going on, the headaches. How many of you are having a lot of upper chakra stuff going on? I was even having what felt like some sinus for a moment. And to remind us all that we know we are witnessing, many are choosing to recoil. I've witnessed community members that are panicking, blaming, sharing their stories. And they're very, very heartfelt, yet they're 100% fear-based. Everything they're doing is coming out of fear. And this week in particular, right now, these next 7 days, the energy of love, love, hate, trust, fear are just, they're up-leveling. They're up-leveling. They're teeter-totters, guys. And so if you really are aware of it, then it's important to remember that confusion is the foundation of the fear dimension. So when you see all this energy coming in, there's going to be a lot of focus on confusion, on keeping people confused. And everyone, and then I'm going to bring in our guest here, everyone is having to face their addiction. And every single being, if you are carrying a protoplasmic jumpsuit, you have some form of addiction. In the Gita, we might refer to it as attachment. Maybe it's working through all the gunas. I don't know. But what I will share is that you must look at your addictions. I know what mine are, and I'm looking at them right now. Look at yours, especially if it involves adrenaline. An adrenaline addiction needs news that makes the heart beat, needs to wake up every morning and be alarmed, needs to be able to doing things that constantly give it an injection. And so you do need what I'm referring to as the spiritual emergency kit. I've been talking about this on the air for a couple weeks now, and I really pray that you've been assembling yours. And I would be remiss if I didn't share that this Saturday, April 4th, Sri and I, with the absolute generosity of our Mastery Miracle Mentorship team, are able to open up our monthly service. We do a monthly service. We come together the first Saturday of every month. This is where I offer live installments where the ascended beings come through me. This is where we communicate with all of you. We open up the phone lines and really have a beautiful sharing. And this is where Sri and I, who have had this team for, I don't even remember, maybe 16, 17 years now, we have literally witnessed thousands of miracles. And this moment right now, we want to offer this to all of you. So please join us. And all you need to do is send an email to support@selfascension.com and just put in the subject line, April 4, and we will send you the call-in details. So please, 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 it will not be on YouTube. And so if you would like to join us live this Saturday, we are honored to be able to make this available to anyone who would like to join us. You just need to register to get the call-in details. And that is, again, the email to support@selfascension.com. The other thing that this was partially the reason inspired Sri and I is that many of you over the years have taken our lessons of light, and we have offered those lessons of light. They were in our book, Atlantean Revelations. They were in our book, they were on our website, and we were giving away the series. The divine directors have made it clear and have gone, Sri and I have been going through the lessons again ourselves. And the divine directors have shown, I felt like I was still teaching the Gita class. It was like, oh my gosh, was that there before? Oh my gosh, was that there before? And so because we are really needing to help support Clinica Linda, our indigenous clinic here in Ecuador, and when we reopen, it's going to be very full, we are offering to personally guide you through the 12 Lessons of Light starting Monday nights, April 13th. And this is 100% donation. And so you can donate anything from a dollar or zero. If you really can't even donate a dollar, then go in and donate zero and still be there. This is about the energy of this moment. We really care. And we really know that if you walk through these 12 lessons of light, you're going to have a hand holding you through all of April and May at a time when light must get balanced. And so join us. Go to SriandKara.com right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. The minute you get on the homepage, you'll see love always conquers fear. That's what we're talking about. Click there. And so speaking of love always conquering fear, I want to welcome my beautiful co-host, Suzanne Toro. You know, Suzanne has been on the show before. It's always kind of a fun night for me because I just enjoy connecting with her. But I've known Suzanne for a very long time. She is an incredible retreat leader. And as a matter of fact, she's going to be hosting a Zen tea retreat here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And her retreats take you to places that others are afraid to go. She has a heart that is literally wrapped in the most beautiful golden light I've ever seen. She is the model of sincerity, love, and presence. I remember when I met her in Los Angeles so many years ago, and yet it feels like it was yesterday, honest to gosh. I was almost intimidated when I first met her because of her energy. And even as I talk to you right now, you guys feel your crown chakra, right? My crown chakra is going, get Suzanne on the air. And so beyond all the amazing things Suzanne is, I mean, she's done a lot of things. And at a time when people need to be aware of the kind of things people like her do, this was the night to have her on. I actually moved another guest because this was the night, this moment. Tomorrow is April 1. And when I just said that, pay attention to your third chakra, huh? So while you guys are paying to your third chakras, I am going to go ahead and welcome Suzanne. Let me bring her in. And as Suzanne is rejoining us, feel that third chakra, right? There it is. Hey, sweetheart. Hi. Hold on. Let me unmute you. Hold on. There we are. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. And look how beautiful you are. What a gift.
You're beautiful. And I love seeing Ecuador.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I love seeing you in your beautiful studio. Wow. Thank you for the grace of that energy. And, you know, I want to dive right in, Suzanne, because this morning, my beloved husband says to me, guess what? And I'm like, what? He goes, Suzanne has a headache.
Yeah.
And I almost was like, oh, thank God. And so I want to talk about that. And I also want to weave into that the beautiful empowerment you are modeling in this moment right now, because like tonight, like Suzanne sent out this beautiful email to all of her clients this evening. And what I'm loving is the way that you're modeling empowerment through this moment rather than collapse. Because I'm seeing a lot of beautiful healers just collapsing. Oh, I have no business. I'm never going to have a business, blah, 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 blah. Versus that's not the reason I'm a healer. The reason I'm a healer is to heal. And if ever there was a moment to heal, it's right now. So can we jump in there? Does that work?
Absolutely.
Yay!
Absolutely. Lauren, thank you for having me on. And yeah, this morning I was supposed to speak to Sri and I'm like, I have a headache. He's like, Kara has a headache. So, so right now is a time to be of service. Like you guys, I've kind of been nonstop since I feel like I'm going on 24/7 and can't catch up. Even with frantically before this, trying to send that out because of some of the things we might mention that might occur over the next few weeks,
right.
Because we might lose this ability for a little bit.
Right.
And which is kind of exciting, I think, because, you know, it may give everyone a little like what's going on for a moment, but it'll come back if it does happen.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I really would encourage everyone just to be of service as much as they can right now. Because obviously a lot of people are, as you mentioned, leading in fight or flight, you know, our karmic destiny was at this moment to be jostled.
Exactly.
Things are moving really powerfully. There's a lot of really positive energy to support us up right now.
Yes.
And that's the test of our practice, right?
Yes.
Like when the earth gets shaken, are you going to be still and running and hiding, or are you going to be like, okay, how do I adapt and how do I keep moving forward? And there might be unknowns, you know, but if we stay in the present moment, it's pretty easy. Like, okay, all I have to do right now is be here with you and all the people out there listening, right?
Right.
So I don't have anything else to worry about.
Well, but I love that, because in the doing of that, that's also the responsible action of spirit and form. And I'm finding this so beautiful, you know, this entire, and it's not that on a 3D level. I mean, I have people in my own family that I'm not sure will make it through this. And so everyone is on their own journey. And yet everyone, as I was mentioning earlier, we are at a moment of being jostled, and this is an ascension wave, and we're going to need this ascension wave because we need a little boost. And so it's not one of those like, well, you know, they didn't deserve. Let's let go of that. And perhaps, and you know, this is where I really find the blessing of being anchored in multidimensional presence. Because when we're in that seventh dimensional energy, we are witnessing. And that's when we're able to really have, you know, I always call it that broad view, where we can just be like the angel. We can be the angel of our own beingness. Open up our arms and gaze at that fifth dimensional being that has that beautiful torus of compassion that then lets us have greater compassion, love, non-judgment of the third dimensional being that could be freaking out, and to love it all and to not see the imperfection of it. If ever there was a moment, I feel like we're in graduate school, Suzanne, and that the whole, I feel like the whole world has been put on timeout. It's like, you Earth, you need a timeout. Everybody to the room, you know? It's like, that's what it feels like, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I think,
Well, and that's sometimes, you know, we've all, I know you have had your own strife. I've had my own strife. We've all had those moments, especially if you are working through reaching to different states of being, you're going to have resistance through the process.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, when these opposing, as you were talking about the teeter-totter, when these opposing energies, you know, we live in a polarity built, you know, scientifically universe. So when those things are, you know, creating more tension one side to the other, we're going to have senses like, oh, we're being victimized or someone's doing bad, but it's our collective actions that brought us to here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when there's a stripping away, that gives people perspective. It's like, oh, now I see kind of what's important. Wow, I can't go anywhere, so I gotta sit and clean for a bit or meditate for a bit, or you start like getting really micro focused on random things, but there's still something natural that's happening up inside of you, versus panicking and thinking too far ahead, because there's all this potential here that's happening right now. And what's on the other side of it is going to be, I think, quite beautiful. You know, a lot of people that I talk to in the clinics that I teach in, they're like, oh, I'm getting used to working at home. I know every single one of those people, once they get to go back to an office, is going to appreciate it in a way they never have before.
Very true.
They're going to be like, wow.
Right. Well, you know, this brings me to the question of the hour, which is, so if we are all on timeout, right? And we're saying, okay, now I'm adapting, or I'm doing this, because this is where I've noticed two things. I've noticed that when the consciousness aligns with the density energy right now, time is physically becoming, like, people are getting claustrophobic or they're depressed because everything is seeming like it's just going really, really slow. And that's when you know that you're aligned with that density consciousness. Whereas I am in a different type of consciousness all day long. I don't know about you, Suzanne, but I'm waking up late. I cannot keep up with the day. I mean, you know, I literally, guys, I ran into the studio at 2 minutes before the show. I mean, my poor husband had to get everything going. I can't keep up with the day. And so this begs the question, if we are all on timeout, and I find this timeout to be the most beautiful spiritual retreat we could ever have, you know, it's like you get to run your own retreat. What would your dream homecation spiritual retreat look like? And why not do it, right? Because when we all open our doors again, this is what I feel is the most critical energy of the moment. It's the recognition that things have changed. It's the recognition that we are birthing a new way of being, and that when we open up our doors, who's walking out? And what are they walking out with? And I think that the universe loves us so much that everyone was given this homecation retreat to really pay attention.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of reconciliation of karma. You know, karma is not negative. It's not punishment. You know, we positively build our system or we negatively diminish our system. And so there's a lot of reconciliation that's happening, not just for the people. There's a lot of stuff happening behind closed doors right now.
So oh, God, yes.
There's one scenario that's being shared and everyone's myopically engaged with. And then there's sub-stories. But they're beyond that, there's even deeper things that are happening right now. And we're all part of that. We wove it together. We made this together. We contributed to this together.
Exactly, exactly.
This is a time to say, oh, how am I going to treat the world when I go out? What are my choices going to be?
Exactly.
You know, where do I put my attention? And that's why I've been encouraging, you know, it's interesting because how this is hitting the world, you know, when you talk about root chakra, it's hitting fight or flight, fear of death and fear of having money. So
right.
The two main things that scare the heck out of people.
Exactly.
But really, if you think for a second, okay, I'm in a place wherever I am. Most agencies are letting you stay there, you know, and then Mother Earth, like, you don't really need food. So you can go outside and eat off of the trees if you need to. And if you don't know what to eat, watch the animals and then they'll tell you what to eat as you go through the process. So we are given this opportunity to be still.
Yeah.
It is hard if you're trying to forward plan and figure out and feel into that, but there's a deep level of trust right now.
And that's what you need. That's the winner.
Yep. And that's earth energy. I mean, our root chakra is with Mother Earth and she gives us stability and, you know, all our resources are actually provided by her. Food, water, and shelter. We can go sleep in a cave or in a tree or on the plant or on the earth anywhere, on that beautiful mountain behind you. You know, there's plenty of places for all of us to roam.
And so, isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
It's that simple. I mean, I remember when I was at Tosa in Guatemala, questing, you know, there, and I finally got to a place in the middle of my quest that I realized I don't even need food.
Yep.
And it was such a profound thing just to be like, wow, okay, that whole mechanism, like, switched. She switched that in me, that, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm good.
Well, you know. I want to jump in on that because I know a lot of you who have been watching me for a while. I have been living literally without food now since August. and so I am watching my body shift dramatically, yet I am more active than I've ever been. My vibrational rate has gone to a place that I didn't know was possible. And my connection has become very interesting. And so I wanted to stop there because I think this is the reason where I live. I think that it's the only reason I can do what I do. I would not encourage anyone to do what I'm doing right now without, it has to be like that absolute, you know, it's a propulsion and I know at some point it will stop, but I really wanted to mention that because as you're sharing that, I feel as if each one of us that is carrying this wisdom, because you carry so much wisdom, Suzanne, SuzanneToro.com, get there. No, seriously, you do. That I believe that each of us that is saying yes to the illumination, right? Because we are in a very high illumination period. This whole year is going to be one of the greatest opportunities ever for light workers if we just step out of the shadows and if we're not afraid to really step out of the shadows. And so as we do that, I'm just getting this energy from you that this is the model, right? It's about each one of us sitting in our mastery, just like you are right now, radiating the divine empowered beingness that we are, and knowing that we are all here together, that the greatest illusion on this planet is competition, that this lack energy, and this is why I can't stress enough, and I know you're seeing this too, Suzanne, right now, the greatest choice before humanity, and as April comes in, April is going to be the most intense month of 2020, guys. This is it. So how exciting. We're getting it over with, right? And I mean, how wonderful. But it is, right? But it's the choice that everyone's making. We're calling it unconscious expectancy, that whether or not you hear all the stories doesn't matter if they're true or not. Because if it changes who you are and how you respond, then you're not yet at that moment anyway. And so it doesn't matter if they're true. What matters is if you're obsessed with them being true. And so right now, we have this opportunity before us of victim consciousness or ascension consciousness. And, you know, in the victim energy, it's the victim, abuser, rescuer. And I'm just watching it. You know, the other day I watched someone rescue someone and she didn't even realize she did it. It's so deep. And it's so, and it comes from that wounded energy. So as you just mentioned, and I want to turn this over to you because you're the one that brought it up, we are in a profound moment of healing. And part of this rebalancing is that victim, abuser, rescuer transmuting into that cycle of the ascended consciousness, which is the healer, the mentor, and the teacher. You know, where all of those energies transmute. And I do want to say that, yes, I'm quoting from the article we just posted at shreeandkira.com. So go read this, Transiting Through Triggers, because if ever there was a time when people are being triggered. So I'm noticing that you know, you have this lack, you know, this love or hate. And hate leads to fear, right? And then you have this trust, which is really love at the same time. So what are you noticing in your clients? How are you helping people move through this?
Well, really bringing them into the present moment for what is, because there's no real reason to get too far ahead.
Right.
I think people are and encouraging them to practice generosity and kindness and to push forward motion, to try to keep all their work and everything they were doing before this all happened, to keep moving forward as if it will pick back up, because it will.
It will. It will.
Yeah. And so the things that you haven't had time to get to if you have a little bit more space. Like, Kira, I feel like I'm, you know, working so many different things right now that there's not enough time in the day. So if you feel like you have too much time on your hands, you know, focus your energy on something that you haven't made space for, rather than scrubbing the kitchen floor or the toilets. You might as well, like, you know, write that great novel or just study something, you know, get involved with the teachings that you're offering there, because there's so much capability right now. And right before this all happened, if people noticed, most people were feeling really like, ooh, I got everything in, because the end of 2019, it was like things were being prepared, laying seeds. And then it was like, ooh, we were positioned to take everything off. Mm-hmm. And I was telepathically talking to you guys, which I mentioned in the email the other day, that even what you've been building with oneness has been like going on this revolution, you know, that we all have to be patient, because that's how I felt this whole time, this past year and a half. I'm like, okay, I'm putting energy, but pause, because you're going to have to pause, go. And so for everyone, you know, universe is super patient. It's going to keep spiraling us.
Exactly.
And if you let the momentum there, it will continue to support what you've already laid.
Exactly.
And that's how cause and effect works anyways. You keep paving that way where you want to go. So it's not a time to give up. It's not, you know, even if you have no clients and no one's going to pay you for anything, offer your sessions, offer whatever you do for free.
That's what we're doing.
You know, it's like, hey, I'm here. I have the time. And you'll be surprised at, you know, what happens through that process. It's
our moment, you know, Suzanne, it's our moment.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, I'm always reminded of Archangel Zadkiel all those years ago when Zadkiel said, you will be known by your actions, not your words, that it will be your heart that will reveal what you really are. And in this moment of illumination, I just keep feeling Zadkiel around me, whispering in my ear, going, it was right now. Because if we don't walk our walk now, who are we? I mean, and that's really the gift of this moment, is that anyone who chooses can get a PhD in spiritual discernment. Because you're going to watch, I'm already watching the implosion, and I know you are too, and it's a fascinating witness. So speaking of fascinating witness, Suzanne, we have so many people on hold. Can we bring in some people and let's hear what's going on with them? And hold on, let me check out what's going on over here. Okay. So, all right, I'm going to go over to the Oneness Talk Radio call board. Now, guys, I pray it's working tonight. We're getting a weird message on it, but hopefully you'll let me know. So we're just going to cross our fingers. I'm going to go right to Cleveland because she's been holding forever. Namaste and welcome, Monica. Okay. Hi, let's see if you're trying to talk to me.
Hi.
Now
hi, I'm here.
Okay. Hi. Do you hear her, Suzanne?
I'm here. Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, welcome to the show, sweetheart. You've been on hold the longest. I was like, all right, anybody who held this long has to go first.
Oh, my God, Carola, if I haven't told you that I love you lately, I do.
Well, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
And, Suzanne, you're very, very amazing. And both of you radiate so much love. And I love your messages. And, from my heart, I've also been called. It's so funny. This week, Kira, you know, I took your beautiful soul charting class in the fall of 2019, and I've had on hold my pre-certification homework, so I've been reaching out to the people I promised I would do that for, and have been completing those, and I did a love offering quantum clairvoyant reading for someone whose birthday is this week, and I felt so good doing it, and it's just like everyone is saying, it's just do it out of love, just because it's so good.
And look how you feel, right? When we give without attachment to the outcome, right? When we give without any attachment, when we do it because it's just the right thing to do, the universe showers us with miracles we can't even begin to think of. And so if you just do it all without attachment to the outcome or the return, stand back and watch the miracle bucket fill. And I can give sworn testimony to that for the past 18 years.
Absolutely.
Right? Right?
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, hello. So, Monica, how can Suzanne and I serve you this evening, sweetheart? Or were you just calling to share your love with us?
Well, always sharing my love with you and my gratitude. And I, of course, love a mini soul reading. I had a dove visit me today, and you know, it's always about my heart. So, Kara, if you would please offer me a little mini soul reading.
Well, as I'm connecting with you, I immediately lost my breath. And that's why I lost my breath, and I felt like almost like a flushed energy. It's interesting. It's like there's how do I describe this? It's like you're standing in the violet flame of transmutation, but it's gently wafting around your upper chakras, not fully cleansing them. And they're saying that take this time to speak less, breathe more, and receive all. And that's what they want you to hear.
Oh, that's beautiful. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Aww. You're welcome. Suzanne, would you like to share anything with her before we move on?
Well, I'm just feeling that, you know, let go of your fear and to really practice trusting. And all it takes is just to let go of those things that you tell yourself you can't do or aren't possible or that you need. Yeah. And just trust in yourself. Everything you need is right around you.
Yeah, right on. We love you, Monica. Thank you, sweetheart.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Love
Thank you.
You.
Bye, honey. All right. Well, should we say hello? We've got a full board here. We're never going to get to 100 people, but we'll keep going. How's that? All right. Let's keep going. All right. We're going to go to, it looks like Mercerville, New Jersey. Namaste, Mercerville, New Jersey. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello, how are you? Thank you, girls. It's been wonderful listening.
Thank you. We're honored to have you here.
It seems like a very intense day energetically. It's an amazing process, yes.
Yeah, agreed.
Each day is a new expression.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How can we serve?
Can I have any soul reading?
Of course you may. And I want you to bring your hands right down to your second chakra and keep one hand on your second chakra. And I want you to put your other hand on your third. And for any of you that want to either assist or be a part of or notice, as I'm connecting with you, sweetheart, I immediately got a hit in my second chakra, which in your case is about, it almost feels like a tension over what you're trying to create, what you're trying to birth. And then in your third chakra, I get like a wincing energy. It's like, I want to, but. And as I'm sharing with you, I'm actually feeling like I want to bend over, and it's not a bad thing. What they're saying is bend over, give it all. Mm-hmm. They're saying bow deeply. And as you do, bow deeply. And as you do, exhale. And as you arise, remember who you are. And they're saying to breathe up the pillar of light from your feet straight out and to really say thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for all that has brought me here. And then I love you. I love you to you. And they're saying you need to do this like 2-3 times a day. And right now you're really resonating with a 3x3 type energy. So that means I would continue doing that for 3 days or 9 days, whatever you prefer. But you're also carrying something that will assist others as you free yourself. So thank you for bringing that to all of us this evening. I'm very honored and grateful. I sincerely am. And let's all take a breath for a moment. Really bring it down and blow it out. Yeah. And Suzanne, would you like to share anything?
The elements of the earth and the air, the space, the ether will help move that energy for you so that heaven to earth will keep it all in balance, but also help move it. So I do I would do some really full body breath, welcoming that to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just moved something, so you should feel a little bit lighter. It's leaving you now. So just remember to look both directions. Stay anchored in the earth, but suspend yourself to the sky above, as above, so below. That'll keep you in deep knowing.
Thank you. Ooh, yeah, y'all feel that? How about you, my angel? How are you?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. We love you. Namaste. Wow. Okay, Suzanne. I mean, how is your, I'm still like, wow. You know, it's so every time we have the honor, right? Every time you and I get this honor to connect with people like this, you know, it's like, I don't know who's really, I mean, I know who's here, but it's like, I'm so connected that it takes me a minute. So I just needed like a moment of recuperation. Thank you very little.
Wow. There's still stuff coming
right, up. Right. I love this. But see, this is the blessing. This is the modeling. This is what we can each be thriving through right now. And especially in this week. And I do want to mention again, guys, please join us Saturday. It's free. It's our Mastery Mentorship Miracle Gathering. Please be there. Support at selfascension.com to get the dial in. And Suzanne, tell us what you're doing. I know you're doing a lot these days, but how can people learn more about you? And then let's take a few more of those beautiful people into the show with us.
Yeah, a simple way is you can go to my website, suzannetoro.com. We're also on Oneness Talk Radio. We, Thomas and I, have a show called Soul Vibes. And
great show.
And we're, you know, I feel a little bit like we've been Barney Rubble in the process, but in our stone car. But we're going to be getting visual. So Thomas is excited about that because he's a film kind of guy. So you can learn a little bit more about us. I think it'll help once we're in the visual medium too. And then I work with people through birth, life, and death transitions. So I honestly feel like we're in the birth canal right now. You know, and so we don't know what we're popping out to. We already know that we're shifting our perception of reality. So I help people, you know, orient in that process and release, just like we did with that woman. You know, we both helped her maybe realign and orient so that she could release that stuff that she's been holding. And I bring a lot of modalities in Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, psycho, spiritual therapy, different tools and practices to help people move forward. Because like you were mentioning, it's our practice that brings us to embodiment.
Right.
It's not reading a bunch of things and repeating quotes and this and that or the other. It's actually, you know, when the push comes to shove, are you there to show up?
Exactly.
Are you there to do what you do? And we can all do that, whether we push a broom or we do open heart surgery or we cook meals for people. We all can be spiritual beings in those moments. We can
absolutely
be our highest expression.
Yeah.
So,
woo. So
a
spell
roundabout
Susan,
way of saying what I do.
Well, I love what you do. And I think just your presence tells what you do. So spell Suzanne so they're getting to the right website.
Oh, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E and then T like Tom, O-R-O, like the bull, .com.
Perfect. Thank you. I think we can squeeze in maybe one or two more callers. Should we go to the call board?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. All right, here we go. All right, let me go all the way over here. All right, you want to go across? Let's go to Ireland. Namaste. Let me open up the line. Namaste, Ireland. Welcome.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hi.
Hello.
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste, sweetheart. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I really like your show.
Thank you.
I went to Sunday last time, but he missed me.
Well, I'm glad you're here now. How can we serve you?
I had a dream a few days before, and it involved like the people leaving Earth and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It was strange. It was prophetic in a way. I was in a strange shit. If you understand. I'm sorry.
We hear you just fine. We got you, honey. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. It's just that I've been experiencing a lot lately.
I hear it.
And, could I have a soul pen?
Absolutely. And, I think this is third... Yeah, I think this is third chakra night, honey. And that doesn't surprise me because Well, I want you to relax and receive because we're going to run out of time. So Suzanne and I want to offer you a gift for your divine presence because we've got you, honey. We feel you. And so bring your hands to your... Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute your line so that you can hear us better. And I want you to bring your hands to your third chakra. And I want all of you, we've had too much third chakra coming in tonight. So I think all of us would serve ourselves to just really tune in. And as you breathe into your third chakra, just let the mind relax. Try not to think at all. Try to listen. And the message that's coming through for you is coming through from Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel. And they are saying that, speak that which brings joy. Let go of that which does not. Breathe in more life and relax. It is all in front of you if you allow it to be. And so it is. Suzanne?
How far are you away from Mount Tara?
I have her on mute. Let me open.
Oh.
Okay, there we go.
How far away are you from Mount Tara?
Hello.
Hi, how far away are you from Mount Tara?
I'm from County Meath.
Is it driving distance?
I'm from Ireland. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's in Ireland, Mount Tara. Look it up.
Yes. Tara. Oh, yeah, I remember it. Yes. Tara.
How far away are you from there? Do you know? Either way, maybe
half an hour drive.
Oh, close. Very close. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to run out of time.
Okay. So if you could go there and make some offerings to the earth and ask for support for what you've seen and for those that are always in constant transition, that would be beautiful. And you will feel really realigned if you could go there and lay on the earth. There.
Perfect. Well, thank you. And thank you, my love, for calling in. And, this is what I'm talking about. When we're in ascended presence, we can't keep up with time because we literally have 30 seconds left. So, right? Are you shocked? Right? This is ascended presence. You cannot keep up with the time. I tell you, I'm waking up late. So, Suzanne, give us one last time because I know people want to learn more about you. Where do they find out about you, please?
Yeah, so website, SuzanneToro.com. You can go on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all those places. Website's probably the easiest. You can also find us on Oneness Talk Radio under Soul Vibes and Indie Creators. and here to help, here to serve. I don't turn anyone away. So I'm accessible to all, and we'll see what we can do. Phone works. As you can see, Kira and I are in tandem working right now. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I love it.
So there is no separation, and I want everyone to remember that there is no separation. We're instantly together, whether we're on a device or whether we're in silence. Kira and I commune quite well without any device, and I can all of a sudden be in her astral space, checking on them or them on me, that kind of thing.
So, regularly.
if you allow the space to get into the higher consciousness, you will be surprised at how you're supported. You just have to get out of the linear aspect, thinking that things have to arrive at a certain way. And I know it's sometimes hard to balance those two things in our dense world that we perceive.
Thank you, Suzanne. Always such a gift. And if you want to, oh, thank you, honey. And if you want to do more of that, as our gift to you, join our Miracle Mastery Mentorship Team ceremony, gathering, live ensoulment. We all communicate. It's wonderful. Let the miracle into your life right now. Come join us Saturday morning. It's completely free. You just need to register. Send an email to support@selfascension.com. And please check out the Lessons of Light also being done for donation. So we love you, Suzanne. Thank you for extraordinary moment.
Thank you, Kira.
Oh my gosh.
For having me here.
Oh, my honor. And
what a
you
treat.
It is a treat. And all of you, from my beautiful mountain to wherever you are in the world, may you know that all is truly well and that you're ready for this. We love you. Bye-bye. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.